Okay, Shavua Tov, everybody. So the beginning of Parshas Bo, there's an entire discussion between the Ibn Ezra and the Ramban about the timing, let's say, of Barad relative to the beginning of Parshas Bo, which is Arba, because, you know, if Barad really came down and destroyed everything, well, maybe not everything, the Chitavik, Husemislav, Rikuki, Afilosena, so how exactly was there anything for Barad to destroy? And more generally, you know, sort of they seem to be related, so I'll just expand the question into a little bit more fundamental terms. Like, why would you break up Va'era and Bo exactly at this point? Because it seems like Barad and Arba are so deeply related, as, you know, Moshe tells Paro, V'achalas yeter ha'pleisa hanish eres lachem min ha'barad. It seems like they're a continuation, one from the other. So why is this an appropriate place, you know, to break up the parshas? Just to strengthen the question, the Ramban, who takes the position that, you know, this must have occurred in Adar, right, because we're getting really close to Nisan, so that's when all of this took place, Amakas Arba, you know, you could have made a strong case that, let's say, just like, you know, the Chumash could have started with HaChodesh HaZalachem, you know, why not just say that, you know, we could start Parshas Bo, which is the Parsha of Geula, with Chodesh Nisan. So again, I think these are all ways of basically getting at the same question. So what I'd like to suggest is the following idea. What you really see in Parshas Bo is the beginning, even in the context of Makas Arba, I don't think this point is sufficiently developed, the beginning of the major theme of the Parsha, which is V'igad to Levincha Bayom Ahulemor, the Mitzvah of Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim. The very beginning of Parshas Bo, Laman Shitio Sosai Levikirbo, Laman Tisaper Beos Nevincha Oven Vincha, Ace Asher Hisalalti b'Mitzrayim ves Oso Sayasher Samtivam. There's a clear shift in the emphasis from just the Makkah per se. You know, we're not playing for now, but we're playing Lidore Doros. What we're doing is we're setting up a situation where everything is going to be known, you know, for all future generations. And it's really interesting, just the Raya Ladavar, when we look at the Torah's description of Makkas Arba in particular. Right, Asher lo ra'u avosacha va'avos avosacha miyom hayosam al hadama ad hayom hazeh. Right, that even from the perspective of the Mitzrim, this is now a historical event. This is something that has never been seen, right, in all of the days of Mitzrayim. Asher lo ra'u avosacha va'avos avosacha miyom hayosam al hadama ad hayom hazeh. So what's the point? The point is clearly that the shift, right, between Parshas Va'era and Parshas Bo is really the idea of a more historical approach. And what we're looking for and what we're looking at is the idea that the Makos are now supposed to be conceptualized within the historical framework, right? On the one hand, right, the shift to the Vigad to the Vincha focus that will come to dominate the rest of the narrative of Parshas Bo.